The Law Covenant.
In the Scriptures, there are a number of covenants mentioned. The first one was that to Adam. And remember, speaking in Hosea, the Lord says about Ephraim and Judah, these all have broken the covenant. And so we find out that Adam was also under a covenant relationship with the Heavenly Father. It was either one of do or one or die. And there are, however, three primary covenants in Scripture in the plan of God, and these relate to the specific period of time, the specific age in which these covenants are related. First, we find that there was the covenant that was given to Abraham, and that was a covenant of a promised seed. Then, following this covenant, there was the covenant to the nation of Israel. And it was during the law covenant time, during which the covenant was given to the nation of Israel, would last only for a specific time. And we're told by the Apostle Paul that this covenant was a period of 430 years after the giving of the promise to Abraham. We find this in Galatians, the third chapter, beginning in the 17th verse. And this I say, that the covenant that was confirmed before of God, the law, which was 430 years afterward, cannot disannul that it should make the promised seed, of none effect. For if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise. But God gave it to Abraham by promise. Wherefore then the law? Why did the law come into effect? And we find that there are six reasons why the law was effective. It was added because of transgression. It showed how man personal guilt, and he could not keep this perfect law of God, being imperfect, having forsaken the covenant that he had already made back there in the Garden of Eden. Second, the law concluded that all were under sin. Romans 3, 19 and 20. And then third, we find that there was an interim period of dealing between the time when the law was given and the seed should come. A period of time existed. And fourth, the law showed that there was only one way that man could gain justification, and that was through faith in Christ. Fifth, the law was a pedagogue or a schoolmaster to bring them to Christ, at which time the seed would have been developed. And then sixth, we find that Christ having come, there was no longer a need for this pedagogue or for this schoolmaster. It was to come to an end. Now, when we find that the Apostle Paul says that the law was added because of transgression, the word added is not really a good word, a good translation. It was imposed upon Israel until the seed should come. The diglot says that it was appointed because of transgression. And so we find that the law that was given at Mount Sinai was not added. It did not add anything to that Abrahamic covenant to which the seed would come. No, it was imposed or appointed until that time. There was, however, a feature of God's plan showing that he would deal with a particular people during this time during which the law was established. And this, of course, was the nation of Israel. And remember, in the fourth chapter of Galatians, the Apostle Paul tells about this, showing that there were the covenants by showing of the two wives of Abraham. Remember, Sarah and Hagar. Hagar, being the bondmaid, produced the bond child. which was after the promise had been given, 430 years after. Yes? And so the Hagar covenant was a picture of this law that had been given to Israel, which put Israel under bondage. And this is described, of course, by Hagar and Sarah. But speaking to the Hebrew brethren, Paul says that it was a schoolmaster to bring them, the nation of Israel, to Christ, to this time when the seed would have been developed. And why did he say unto? It was a schoolmaster to bring them unto Christ? Because when Christ came, that covenant would come to an end. And so we see that each covenant has its own time period. The law covenant to the nation of Israel, the promised seed covenant, which we'll hear from Brother Walter, will be during the period of time when that covenant has been developed. And it will come to an end eventually too, won't it? Eventually, when the seed has been developed, and the new covenant will then begin. Another age. Three covenants, three ages. And so we find that because after Christ came, there would be no further need for that law covenant. By implication, then, the Apostle Paul is saying that justification, or come into harmony with God, could be done, could be made by two ways. One would be by the keeping of the law, or the other would by having faith in Christ. Turning to Romans, the 10th chapter, we find that the Apostle Paul says, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved. For I bear them record that they have a zeal of God, but it was not according to knowledge. What was that knowledge? That Christ had made an end to the law. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own through the works of the law, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. And we all know that the word righteousness means justification. To be made right with God. Israel could have been made right with God had they kept the law. But they couldn't keep it. But there was one way to gain justification, and that was through faith in Christ. For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believes. Well, some will say, if they don't believe, they're still under the law. That's what it says. There's a little word in this text of Scripture, Romans 10:4. For Christ is the end of the law, and the word for is a Greek word eis, E-I-S, which means with a view to. Christ is the end of the law with a view to righteousness for those that believe. For Moses described the righteousness which is of law, that if you do them, you're going to live. But the righteousness or the justification which is of faith speaketh on this wise, say not in thine heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down from above, so forth. But what saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and that shalt believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart, for with the mind, man believes unto righteousness. We all know the word believe is what? Another word for belief is faith. Same Greek word. For with the heart man believes, has faith unto justification, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the Scripture saith, whosoever believeth, hath faith on him, shall not be ashamed. Yes, Paul is saying that there was only one way to gain justification, and then that is through faith in Christ. Thus it is that when Christ made an end of the law of commandments, Paul, speaking to the nation of Israel and to those who wanted to be under the law, they placed themselves under the law. They said, well, we have to do that to keep the law. But brethren, we are not under the law. We are under grace. We'll hear about that. Yes, and being spiritual Israelites, we have not the letter of the law, but the spirit of the law is which we are to keep. We can't even keep that because we too are imperfect. But Christ made an end to that law of commandments. Remember where he said also in Ephesians, the second chapter, Ephesians 2:14, and speaking to the Gentile brethren at Ephesus, and there were Jews there also, he said, for he is our peace, Christ is our peace, who hath made both one, Jew and Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us. And what was that wall of partition? Having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of commandments, contained in ordinances, to make in himself of twain one new man, so making peace, that he might reconcile both Jew and Gentile unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were far off, you Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, the Hebrew brethren. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Yes, the purpose of Christ making end of the law was a wonderful feature for the Gentile brethren. Because if that law had not come to an end, most of us would not be here today. But we have been privileged to come into this relationship with God because of our faith. Because we have received justification through faith in Christ. Yes, the law came to an end. And so Paul, again, in Galatians, the third chapter, reading the 18th verse, Paul says, for if the inheritance be of the law, it is no more of promise, but God gave it to Abraham by promise. And what a wonderful promise that was. We're going to hear about that, because Paul says in the 24th verse, wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith is come, we're no longer under a schoolmaster. And if ye be Christ, then are ye Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.